Yeah. Yeah, Australia's way better.
No, I don't think so.
She's an actual Kiwi.
Yeah, she's a Kiwi.
It's kind of surreal. It's my first time at Comic Con, my first time in San Diego, so yeah, it's cool to see all these fans and how intense it is. I've seen people sleeping overnight over here. It's pretty crazy. I would never do that.
Why do you think the Archie universe and the character of Archie has endured for 75 odd years?
I think it's because, it sounds cliche, but it's so relatable. Like, I mean, I remember when I read these comics before I started filming, I was just like, man, I would love to be in this world. Like, everything's such a breeze. Like, to be Archie would just be like the life.
Yeah.
Like, and going then you got dropped in this world now, which is not a
breeze. Yeah, this is a lot more intense.
Yeah, I mean, it's just stayed relatable. It really has.
Yeah.
To play such an iconic character?
It was nerve-wracking at the beginning, coming from New Zealand, playing such a all-American character. It was kind of daunting on me because I was scared that the fans, the aggressive Archie fans, would be unhappy with a non-American playing this character, but it ended up being not even a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything from it.
How do you find, like, how to be an all-American boy? What sources do you look to? Inspirations?
Watching movies, I guess, is like a classic way to see it.
That's how we construct our idea of what it's like to be.
I mean, because our lives, like, growing up in a high school in America is a lot different to going to high school in New Zealand, I think. Would you agree with that? Like, the whole, like, you guys call sophomore, like, I don't know what the word sophomore meant, like, you being in the senior year.
I was homeschooled.
But yeah, I had to definitely brush up on those things.
What kinds of movies did you watch that gave you a sense of what it's like?
I remember actually watching Glee before shooting this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I watched Glee and was... they're kind of similar in a way, but like the whole high school environment.
Yeah,
vibe.
Totally. I mean, that's the way I watched Heathers. Citizen Kane. Yeah, probably not a good way.
The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was a big inspiration for
me. Hey, that's not that far off from the Archieverse.
Yeah,
everything's a breeze, everything works out.
I actually watched that show when I was little. And when I met him, I was like,
I was such a fanboy. I was just like, get off me.
Come on.
Like, get the hell away from me.
If Archie were to come to Comic-Con, who do you think he might cosplay as?
Who do you think what?
He would cosplay as.
Try again.
If Archie were to come to Comic-Con.
If you were to wear a costume.
He'd come as Jughead, for sure.
Yeah, vice versa.
Yeah.
No, Jughead would show up as a video game character, definitely.
As what, sir?
As a video game character, for sure. I used to cosplay, actually, at a couple of conventions, but that's a dark part of mine. We won't talk about that, all right?
KJ, what's it like the first time you put on that wig?
It's not a wig.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
it's my real hair. They dyed it.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah.
They did an amazing job as well.
It looks a lot like Donald Trump's hair, so I am.
But, like, what does it do for you as an actor?
100%. I wouldn't have done the show if they were like, oh, this Archie... Well, I mean, obviously I would have done it, but, like, if I had to decide whether to dye my hair or not, I would have 100% done it, because Archie obviously has every hair.
But, like, when you have that on, you look at yourself in the mirror, does that help you find the character at all?
100%. Yeah, it's definitely helps.
Yeah, they dyed... I'm a natural blonde.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
No, but there is... It's just part of the process, you know? You just find a new version of yourself with a new look. We don't realize just on a day-to-day level how much our outer appearances affect our interactions with the world and the world's interactions with us. And I think from an acting perspective, if you're putting yourself into a new costume or wardrobe, you're inherently asking for a relationship to your environment that determines how you interact with the world. And whether it's red hair or black hair or, you know, a leopard spotted one piece, you're asking for a relationship with your environment that's going to affect how you treat it as well, and that certainly bleeds into acting. Certainly bleeds.
What's it like having Luke Perry on set, having him play your dad?
It's
he's the man.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's actually the man.
Yeah. If I was to use a word, two words, it would be the man. He's just the man.
He's the man. But it's also nice to have such a veteran.
Yeah.
You know, who's someone who's done this and been through these ropes and seen mistakes and understands how to operate with them and probably made some mistakes and understands what it's like to learn those lessons. I mean, it's really valuable for you as an actor. But anytime you're surrounded by someone who's a longer-lived actor.
And in saying that, like, having Cole on board as well was kind of epic because, like, with events like this, which, you know, he's obviously gone through, it's good to, like, asking for advice and stuff. I'd have to ask him all the time for advice. For, like, interviewing and stuff for me was never something that I came naturally to me.
It is coming. It's coming a lot more naturally now, though.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. You're using your dialogue is definitely getting a lot better.
I think
we're
being.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.